Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. Lottie and I are continuing the Rebels rewatch. Now, the following episodes were pre-recorded this past summer. We are now posting all of Season 1 here on Star Wars Hangout. If you have thoughts on Rebels Season 2, get those transmissions in ASAP, and we'll feature you on the show. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you. Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lonnie.
And we are back with your Rebels rewatch. We are into episode 11, Idiots Array. Let's go. What did you call me? Idiots Array?
I did not.
What?
Lando did.
Lando. Huh? Whoa.
Who's Lando?
Speaking of Lando, Lando Calrissian. He's in this episode. What'd you think about that, sweetie, out the gate?
First thing I noted down was Lando. Who's Lando again? Because, like, I mean, I kind of remember him, but it probably means a lot more to you than to me. So please enlighten me.
I will. Okay, here we go. Actually, I'm going to do this for you real quick. Lando Calrissian. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull him up. Here's an image of him.
Yes.
Okay, yep. So that's him in episode five. When Han and Leia are on the run after Hoth in episode 5, they're trying to find a safe place, trying to get away from the Emperor. They go to Cloud City on Bespin, and they're looking for a getaway. And he's like, oh, Lando, my old buddy Lando, right? Calrissian.
Yeah.
And he goes there, and Lando's like, all right, what's up? But, yeah, you remember now? And
that's when Han gets carbonite.
He kind of betrays him a little bit. Yeah,
because he's a.
But see, what happened in episode five was the bounty hunter and Vader, the Empire, arrived just before Han Solo. Like Boba Fett's able to like track him, realizes where he's going. He calls the Empire and says, "I know where he's headed," and they jump right ahead and they beat him there. So, yeah, and they set up a trap.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, just kind of wild. And then Luke is training with Yoda, and he sees a vision where his friends are in trouble, right? He sees what's going to happen, and he rushes off to try and save them in episode 5. And that's where it's like, wow, okay. Empire Strikes Back. I mean, at that point, Luke, like, his hand gets cut off. Vader is his father. The whole thing, it's wild. But Lando is super important to that.
Okay.
What? He's also in the next movie. in Return of the Jedi, and he's Gold Leader. He's the one. Remember, I said Han goes to the Forest Moon of Endor. Mm-hmm. Lando takes over the Millennium Falcon and is piloting it towards the Death Star.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Right.
Yeah.
So, he's what, like, do you think about him?
Lando, I love Lando. I've always enjoyed Lando as a character. I have. Yeah. So the way he comes, they play up a lot of, like, a couple lines in Empire where he was like, when Princess Leia shows up, he doesn't know anything about their relationship. Mm-hmm. But, like, Han walks up and he sees Princess Leia's like, what is it? He's like, hello, what have we here? You know, type of thing. I mean, it's exactly what he says.
That's how he acts in this episode, too, with everyone, really.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And Leia doesn't buy into it in episode 5. She's like, okay, whatever. Like, you know, and, he was like, truly you do belong with us here in the clouds, you know, just like playing it up, laying it on thick, he's a smuggler. He's a swindler. He's a smooth talker. He's been a lot of different things, but he's working towards being an honest businessman. Mm-hmm. By the time you actually see him in episode 5, he really does have a position of leadership, and he's like actually looking out for this sort of mining guild or whatever there on Cloud City, and he's taking care of those people. He's the head administrator, lead administrator of that facility.
Okay.
That's like his thing.
Yeah.
So now when we see him in Rebels, and I'm actually, so friends, tonight as we kind of just wrap up the night or whatever, we're going to put on Solo just in the background. We don't have to watch it real in depth, but I'm going to tell Lottie where Solo is and show her kind of Han Solo and Lando Calrissian. So that way she gets sort of a double dose of Lando today. So
give me, where's that on the timeline? The movie? Han
yeah. So
Solo,
when we got
Solo
into it, I was going to tell you, it's like, it's going to be before Rebels. So we see, well, where we see Lando now, just before this, he has an encounter with Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, I think it's actually even going to be before the Kenobi series. I got to double check. Let me pull up real quick here. The Solo timeline. Star Wars. Here we go. Boom. So it is set in 13 to 10 BBY. So approximately 3 years before Kenobi.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. We're going to be kind of, for you, when Kenobi, when that series comes out at 10 BBY, like, you will have seen, if you can track me, and if anybody's watching the YouTube here, you'll see this, right? So you've got episode 3, episode 4. And then in between that, the first thing that you really, I guess, you know, picture-wise, you're going to have Solo, then Kenobi, then Rebels, then Rogue One, then episode 4.
That's so cool that we're doing Rebels right now. We're going to watch Solo, and then Kenobi comes out.
It's in the middle, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, Solo's right before Kenobi, 13 to 10 BBY, and then there's Kenobi, and then there's Rebels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be getting kind of the... Right now we're getting after Kenobi, and then tonight we'll go watch that movie beforehand. And
yeah,
you know,
pretty cool.
Kind of fun. Just to get somewhere. And that's a young... So you're going to see a different actor. You're not going to see this actor, and you're not going to see him. You're going to see...
Oh, okay.
They recasted him. He's actually in the sequels. So, yeah, they actually bring him back for the last movie. But in the first, let me think here. So they recast the, they do like a younger Lando.
The voice actor that we heard for the Rebels, Lando, is he by any chance the voice? Is that the actor, or maybe the younger actor, or does he have nothing to do with
Lando? Let me see here, actually. I don't...
Lando, voice actor.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if he's in Who Does It Rebels. In Rebels. What does it say?
It says Billy D. Williams.
It was him.
The Lego Movie.
That's the Lego Movie. Okay.
But
so
that's him, right? That's the
That's
one?
Him. Billy D. Yep. Yeah. So this whole episode is really about him. You start off where... Kind of somewhere Kanan and everyone is, they're looking for more work, and Zeb is gambling away. He's playing Sabacc, a famous card game. Lando is known for being a real skilled player of Sabacc. And if you have what's called like full Sabacc, you know, you typically win. But the hand Idiot's Array is like a winning, it trumps, it like supersedes.
That's the only thing that probably...
Yeah, Sabacc. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I thought that was kind of this is the name of the episode for today. So we start that off. And really, Zeb just overbets his hand. This is how Lando acquires a lot of different things. He is a good gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he cheats a little bit. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? Yeah. That's what they insinuated. They said he was a cheater.
Yeah.
But Zeb kind of bets away or puts on the table Chopper. And Kanan goes along with it because he sees his hand. He's like, oh, yeah, nothing can beat that, right? There's no way he has Idiot's Array.
Yeah.
And he does have it. So, and he wins. And then Hera's like, you what? You know, get on the ship and freaks out. So the whole bit here is that he needs a ship and a crew to get his supply, his supplies through his cargo, through the Lothal blockade. The Imperial blockade. And Hera can do that. She can definitely do that. She can cloak her transponder code. She can modify things in such a way that they don't recognize that her ship is the rebel ship they've been tracking.
Mm.
But she needs Chopper to do that. So Chopper has just been lost in a bet to Lando. So Lando's with him, right?
Yeah.
And it was kind of confusing for you a bit because they definitely play up on a theme in Star Wars. In Return of the Jedi, Twi'leks were kind of sold into different positions. And, like, you know, Anakin is actually a slave on Tatooine.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you have Jabba has his dancers, right? His Twi'lek dancers. And, God, that's a... that scene. Wow. The Rancor when she dies in Episode 6. It's crazy. So this was like Lando was what's his name? Osmorti, was that his name? I think was the villain in this episode. I'll triple check here.
I don't even remember.
That red faced guy?
Yeah.
Let me read this real quick. So Zeb bets and loses Chopper to smuggler Lando Calrissian in the game of Sabacc, forcing the Gross crew to assist Lando with dangerous smuggling as they try to get their droid back. However, the smuggling runs Lando. During the smuggling run, Lando trades Hera to crime lord Asmorgian.
Okay, that's his name.
Yeah. Thought so. It's hard to say. And it's all to get a puffer pig, which can smell these special like minerals and everything. So she kind of plays along with this plan to like go in and then at first chance pop onto like an escape pod. It's kind of ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
Like he just has faith in her to do that. I mean, they're armed and she has like a serving plate and gets out. It's kind of ridiculous. You know what I mean? And it just shows you that this guy's a big idiot. And Lando just, he's like, you got to have faith in Hera. You got to have faith in your captain, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so she gets out and it, you know, it's good. Like, so he got his puffer pig, traded Hera for that. And then Hera gets right back to the crew. He's like, it's all good, you know? And then they do their thing. When they finally land on Lothal, that's when, Morgan, Asmorgian.
The bad guy.
Bad guy. Crime Lord, by the way. Say Crime Lord Asmorgian.
Okay.
So I guess he's a big deal. I don't know. He had like one little ship. Anyways, he by the way, well, yeah. I won't say anything else about him, but yeah, okay. He shows up. He's on the planet. He's already beat them there, and he wants his cargo back. He wants his puffer pig. He wants Lando Calrissian. He's ticked that he didn't get what was offered to him, and he doesn't have Hera anymore, and a fight breaks out really, and then essentially he wants Lando, wants everyone shooting and everything, all the guns bust out, and he's got Zeb there. He's like, look, all I want's Lando and the puffer pig. You can have just give me him. And Hera's like, nope. So it's just crazy. There's a lot of like backstabbing stuff going on. Chopper's also like towing some fuel from Lando up into the ship, and he's like, I knew Chopper was doing that. That's why I didn't pay him any credits that I owed him. So
it's actually really cool that the episode is called Idiot's Array, because that's the whole thing. Like, who's really having the trump card
here? Yeah, who's
like
the idiot?
It's going back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth?
Back and forth. Yeah. Woo! Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, you're right, though.
Sorry.
What were your other big... Do you have any other big kind of takeaways from this episode? It's pretty... It's really just the introduction of Lando and then seeing that the crew still needs to make money. They still need to eat. The blockade of Lothal is still happening, right?
Yeah.
You know? The puffer pig's cool.
That poor pig.
I
like,
know.
Seriously? They're treating... Like, I don't like how Mando just slaps that poor pig.
Yeah.
Which is already scared to death.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just throw that pig around. Like, I mean, they kind of have to win that fight, but they're like, just scare the pig and, you know, use it to your advantage. And it's like,
I know.
That poor pig. I feel so bad.
It's a cute little pig, isn't it?
Yes.
Little puffer pig.
And the second thing, though.
Yeah.
That Hera is awesome. Like, she is so quick, catches on like that, and she's so smart and skilled, and you know, and that's a cool thing. Like, well, Kanan is her partner, and he's like, God, your job is hard.
Yes.
I now appreciate what you're doing so much more.
Right. They were separated by the puffer pig, and so she couldn't get up to the pilot seat, and he's like, this is tough. Yep. Like, I don't know, like, let's not, and he has Jedi reflexes and everything, right? Like, he's still got the Force as his ally, largely Force sensitive. And he's like, this is, you know, how do you do this?
Yeah, no, and she's cool.
Yeah, it's a real credit to her and what she's able to kind of do. Another thing I noticed that you were saying throughout the episode, every time Lando, like, was smooth talking.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, come on.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, though, that, like, Zeb's like, this guy's awful. Yeah. And Ezra's like, he's not that bad. He seems all right. And then immediately walks over to Sabine. And he's like complimenting her artwork and checking stuff out. And you just see Ezra's face change. He's like, what?
Yeah, we could totally relate to him, right? In that situation.
Crazy. Yeah. But how?
What?
How can we relate to him?
No, just like, you know, that whole, like, you know,
is there something in particular?
Yeah, if someone was walking.
Was there someone Landoing you and I didn't know about it? What is going on?
Yeah, if, like, I don't know, you know, like, oh, that's a nice, you know, I don't know. Like, that girl seems really nice. And then she walks up to you and it's like smooth talking you. And I would be like, never mind. I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, no, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I like, do. No, that's what I was just teasing. Yeah, you know? I thought you were saying that we had a prior experience that we could relate to. And I was like, someone Lando smooth talked to you? Who was that?
No.
Who was it? Tell me. Just kidding. No, I get it, though. It is kind of, it's funny, you know? It's one of those funny things, yeah. Like, okay, hold on a second. What? You know?
Yeah.
Because he's talking about, you know, though, genuinely, like, when you look at Lando, he's very complimentary. He's just appreciative. Mm-hmm. And he's got that good demeanor about him, makes you feel good type of thing. And yeah, I guess, like, even though Sabine, she's like, okay, like, wow, he's not just saying he appreciates it, he saw something else in it that she appreciates as well, another level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting when someone can connect with you on something. For example, for you, like volleyball, there might be something that someone could talk to you about in volleyball that I'd be like, I have no idea, I appreciate volleyball and mm-hmm. I think it's cool, but like some technical thing that you're like, wow, yeah, that's what I think too, you know?
Yeah.
And would I get jelly over that? I don't know. Maybe I would. Maybe I would. But it's funny to see it because really, truly, you know, it's just, okay, they have a shared interest in art and you know, he knew something that kind of...
I mean, is he really interested in art, though? Or does he just know what to say?
Yeah, he does. Well, and the Hera figures out, right, in the episode, she's like, you're trying to divide my crew.
Yeah.
That's not actually going to work.
That's why I love her.
You need us together.
Yeah.
And she's very witty, very smart, very, very intuitive to that. So in tune.
I don't know why. I'm so sorry, guys, if you don't enjoy like Harry Potter references, but she reminds me a little bit of Hermione like that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, you know, don't mess with me. Like, I know what you're doing.
She can definitely see, read between the lines and knows and is just very smart, very much a leader. And, she really takes care of everyone. Yep. She is honestly like the core, like the heart of this whole group.
Yeah.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah. Actually we did learn something else too, kind of interesting. Visago's name is mentioned because Lando got that little bit of land from Visago in the first couple episodes. He's like the green skinned alien who's they're working with. You remember him? Okay.
Absolutely.
So Visago is maybe it looks like there might be some potential for Lando to be working with him. And the puffer pig has an interesting ability that it can find precious metals. It does. It does. I think Lando says it's like 10 times more powerful in terms of what it can do, scanning for metals and stuff. So you can kind of use this poor puffer pig.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's feeding it well.
Yeah.
Or treating it well and everything else, you know? So he's going to use that to possibly get into some mining, you know?
Yeah.
and
oh yeah, truly, like even if you're going to use it for your advantage, just at least treat it nicely.
Yeah, I think he does. He actually does tell them not to scare it, and he is telling them to be careful with it and trying to tell them all these different things, and Zeb opens it. It's on Zeb.
That scene, though, it reminds me so much of like that experiment when kids are left in a room with candy, right? And they tell them if you get more candy if you don't open it.
Right,
I mean, he doesn't promise them anything, but it just reminds me of that little, like, kids are so curious, and if you tell them something, they shouldn't do that, but that's exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. I always feel like Zeb and Ezra, like, Zeb's like his older brother, and Ezra mm-hmm. and he are just getting into stuff that they shouldn't be getting into sometimes. Yeah. And so it's crazy. Chopper's very interesting. This episode. Like, his attitude and mentality, it's funny because at first he's, like, ticked and all upset and blah, blah, blah. And then Lando starts talking to him really respectfully. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, now he's serving Lando and getting him a cup of... you know, a cup of calf or something, and, you know, just crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it, though. This episode is straightforward. Yes, what else, sweetie?
One more thing.
Yeah.
Cool thing. We get to see Ezra's lightsaber and the special, ability.
What'd you think about that?
That it's actually also a gun.
It's a blaster, yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And Kanan was like, wow, you're full of surprises, and I love it. And he's like, wow, that's why he's so... almost like he used to be really anxious about training him, because he admitted, like, mm-hmm. Ezra is growing so fast and learning so much, he doesn't know if he can keep up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I think now he's more like, he sees it in a positive way.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Like, almost like, I'm up to that task and I think I can do it, but at the same time, I appreciate this.
Yeah.
He's full of surprises.
You know, the thing too, and this is interesting about, like, teachers and masters and learners and all that kind of stuff. At some point, you know, just because your student knows more than you or your Padawan knows more than you in some area or whatever, that's okay. I think, like, cultivate mm-hmm. that and sort of take that and roll with it. We all have something we can pass on. The student can teach as well.
Yep.
And, really what the master demonstrates and is an example of is proficiency and focus and all those other things and putting it all kind of together. And we don't have everything together.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of students who are, you know, way more advanced in certain areas. I teach high school. And so certain students are way more advanced in this field than I am or that field or whatever of study. And it's like, that's awesome. But, you know, what I know is this, and I can share and pass that along. And if it helps you in some way, awesome. But then they just kind of, and I like what Yoda says in, I think it's The Last Jedi, that we are what they grow beyond, right? Masters are what our pupils or our students will grow beyond. That should be our goal. That should be our motive, is to push them here. You're where I'm at. Now keep going, you know, just keep learning and pass on what you've learned.
Right.
And that spirit is kind of a cool thing to.
Yeah. You share your wisdom to help them find their own way, basically. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So. Yeah, it was neat. I love that he has the little people don't like Ezra's blaster / like lightsaber. I think it's kind of cool, and it's very much him. And those things will evolve throughout the, you know, the people modify stuff, you know, uniforms, hairstyle, all the things will change over the course of four seasons. But yeah, it's definitely cool. So what's interesting is we have 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes left.
Yeah,
for this first season, we're flying through it.
Yep. Is the season finale good?
It is. It is very good, actually. Yeah.
Let me know. Like, which one is your favorite season?
My favorite season?
You don't have to, like, spoil anything, but just, like,
season 4.
The last one. Is that the last season?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
And it's interesting because normally, sometimes you get to the end of something and you're like, I don't know. You know, is it really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, even though you think you always talk about Harry Potter, but, like, you get to the last one, it's like, is that really my favorite of like, favorite book or favorite whatever?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. Sometimes the ending is not always the best.
Right.
And let me just, I mean, wow. It's great. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Full of stuff. So season 3 is really good, too. It's also, that's my second. And then season 2 and then season 1.
Okay.
It literally just gets really better. Yeah. It really does.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, friends, I think that is it. Again, just kind of a short episode. I think we went 40 minutes last episode, so this one's going to be a little bit shorter. Idiots Array. good stuff. We will go watch Solo, and next time we come back, we'll maybe just before we jump into Vision of Hope, which is episode 12, we'll talk just a little bit about Solo, just sort of initial thoughts. We might not finish it tonight, so we'll see. We're kind of pumping these out day after day here, so yeah. Should be a lot of fun. But all right, friends, that is all for now. Don't forget to follow Lottie over at Charlotte Sue and follow me at Womprat_2M. We will be back with our next episode. And as always, remember, may the Force be with you.
Choosing.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Even having the head bounce. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.